Yesterday for Garcia, he was a starter in the game, but he went 0-for-5. Even after that performance, still batting 267 against Wisconsin Rapids as he swings and fouls the first pitch back, 0-1 the count. But not just that, he's reaching base 48% of the time, a 476 OBP. He's been able to draw walks and has shown off the plate discipline against Wisconsin Rapids. Runner taking off from second, it's outside, throw on down to third, and they did not get him. Nearly had the tag. Arusevic tried to get into position, but he had to slide down and not in time. On the pitch, it was called for a ball, so a 1-1 count, a stolen base from David Miza, his third stolen base of the game, and the go-ahead runner is on third. 1-1 the count to the left-handed hitting Garcia, and that pitch high and away, and a key save behind the plate by Peyton Bryant. Made sure that one didn't go away. Still tied at 6-6. However, a wild pitch, a passed ball, or anything of the sort will send that go-ahead run home. Two away in the top of the ninth. 2-1 the count, and that one hits the outside edge. Barely clipping the corner, and now a 2-2 count to Garcia. Trying to keep the inning alive or send the go-ahead run home. 2-2 the count. Wiesinger trying to finish it off with his third K. Swing and a miss. Strike number three. And that sends us to the bottom of the ninth. The Mashers have a chance to walk it off at home. It's tied at six when we come back as Jack Wiesinger strikes out the side in the ninth. This is Mashers Baseball on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
You may have heard of the 4% rule when it comes to retirement. After you retire, you withdraw 4% of your retirement savings each year. The truth is, the 4% rule should be viewed as a guide, not as a strict rule. For example, the rule is based on retiring at age 65. If you retire earlier, you may want a lower withdrawal rate. Your lifestyle also matters. Are you planning to travel the world or spend more time at home? Consider inflation as well. A well-built strategy usually includes small annual increases in withdrawals. But you don't need to take a raise just because the calendar says so. So, stay flexible and revisit your plan of withdrawals regularly. That will give you the best shot at a secure, fulfilling retirement.
This content was provided by Edward Jones for use by Clay Kanoki, your Wisconsin Rapids Edward Jones financial advisor at 715-421-0958.
I love playing sports, especially for my school. And that's because school sports are special. It's where it's safe to fail. It's where we're taught resilience, where our fear becomes confidence. It's where we learn to get back up after every fall. School sports are where 7.8 million students go from I can't to I can.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Let's get back to the game here on WFHR.
The Mashers bullpen has been absolute nails today. After Tony Torres struggled on the mound at the start of the game, he allowed 5 runs over 2 innings. The Mashers bullpen has not allowed an earned run over now 7 innings pitched. And they hand it off to the offense, tied 6-6 in the bottom of the ninth. Here in front of the home faithful, Michael Sullivan will get to work against the top of the Mashers order. That's Eric Harper leading things off. First pitch, a grounder over towards third. Is it fair? Foul? It is foul, picked up over at third base by Jack Council, and now an 0-1 count. Harper, the right-handed hitting shortstop, will be followed by Kareem Arusevic and Jake Beauchesne, due up in the bottom of the ninth. The Mashers trying to make the comeback. It would be their first comeback when they trail at the end of the seventh inning. Breaking ball drops in there for strike number two. That is nasty work from Michael Sullivan. A great 12-6, and now an 0-2 count to Harper, who is 0-4 on the game. He did have an RBI in the second inning, however, on a ground out. 0-2 count, this one's popped up towards the left side of the infielder, trailing over to it, the third baseman, in foul territory, and snow cones it as it's grabbed by Jack Council for out number one. Brings up Kareem Arusovic with the bases empty and one away in the bottom of the ninth. And Arusovic, he has also been struggling this game, 0 for 4 from the plate as well. He has struck out one time. The left-handed hitting third baseman, who was red hot entering this game, slowed down a little bit, but he can come up clutch here. Two home runs on the season, both of those on the road at Green Bay as the first pitch is fouled back. Now an 0-1 count. Michael Sullivan struck out the only batter he saw in the eighth inning and comes back out for the ninth. Induced a pop-up from Eric Harper and now trying to take care of Kareem Arusovic. Tied 6-6 between the Chinooks and Mashers. 0-1 count coming home. That one misses low. Now a 1-1 count. Jake Beauchesne is on deck if it gets there. 1-1 the count, and at any point the Mashers could walk it off, but a swing and a miss from Arusovic makes it 1-2. Arusovic trying to send one at least to get on base here in front of the home faithful, a sellout crowd. The first time this season, it's been a sellout at Witter Field, and trying to show off in front of the home fans. 1-2 count is hit up the middle. Over at the shortstop position, it's picked up. Throw to first. Oh, man, what a spin move. And a great throw from deep in that six-hole. Bubba Heidler. Have yourself a night defensively. Heidler has made a few big-time plays over at shortstop. And now it brings up Jake Beauchesne with two outs. Tied at six in the bottom of the ninth. And Beauchesne, he is leading the Mashers in home runs this season. Six of them. He nearly had one leave the park earlier, but it was foul. First pitch to him, misses low and away for ball number one. If anyone could hit a walk-off home run, it would be Beauchesne. One of the hottest hitters in the second half this year. Right-handed hitting center fielder. He has reached twice today, once on a walk and once on a single. 1-0 the count coming home, and that one gets inside the hands out towards shallow left field, and it will be caught by the shortstop Heidler for out number three. And we go to extras. Free baseball comes your way as no runs, no hits, no errors, and nobody left on base in the bottom of the ninth for the Mashers. So the 10th inning comes up next. This is Mashers Baseball on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Hi, I'm Ashley, and I want to talk to you about your business. Are you a business owner who lies awake at night worried about your business uncertainties? Do you know who your target audience is or how to reach them? Don't waste another night's sleep. Call me at 715-496-0710 so I can show you the tools and information you need. We offer radio, digital, and streaming services that will help you stand out. With my education and experience, I'll help you create a solid plan tailored for your business. Because cookie cutters are for the holidays, not for business needs. Call today and let those uncertainties melt away. 715-496-0710.
At WFHR and WIRI, our advertisers are part of our family, so come join the family by calling Ashley today at 715-496-0710.
We now head to the top of the 10th inning, which means there will be a ghost runner on second base to start things off. I call them the zombie runners. Most people call them ghost runners. My favorite term is zombie runner, because ghost runner means that you don't have somebody on the bases, and a base runner there, you know, pick up baseball back when you were a kid. That's what a ghost runner is to me. Back when my brother and I would play wiffle ball in front of the garage, you know, boom, you got a ghost runner on second because I just hit a double off of you. Anyways, I'm going to call him a zombie runner, and that's going to be Esteban Garcia, who starts on second base. And Garcia will start there as Sam Meidenbauer and Dylan Sales will be the first two batters of the top of the 10th. Jack Wiesinger back on the mound. He struck out three batters in the ninth inning, although he did allow a single, left him stranded on third base. Keeps us tied 6-6, and the Mashers back into extra innings. Runner taking off for third. It's a swing and a miss. Throw on down to third. It's high and into left field. Here comes the run on home. And the Chinooks have tied it up and made the lead in their favor. 7-6 in the top of the 10th. Oh, no. Stolen base from Esteban Garcia and an E2 on the throw. As Garcia comes home to score, it's now 7-6 Chinooks in the top of the 10th, and a now 1-0 count to Meidenbauer, and a swing and a miss makes it 1-1. Sorry, 0-2 the count, as Meidenbauer had actually swung and missed on the first pitch, so 0-2. Base is empty, and a one-run lead for the Chinooks. Nobody on base for Wiesinger to worry about. Now that pitch high for ball number one, 1-2 the count. And the Mashers this year, it's been a rough look for them as the 1-2 count misses in the dirt for 2-2. In extra innings, the Mashers are 0-4 this season. This is their fifth extra innings game of the year, still looking for that first win. They trailed at the end of the seventh inning, and they've had maybe one or two games like this before that haven't gone their way as the 2-2 count misses high for ball number three, now 3-2. So trying to turn things around, 3-2 count here. Wiesinger trying to continue and get the batter here, but misses the pitch low, his first walk of the game. And that allows Sam Meidenbauer to reach first for the third time today. Brings up Dylan Sales with a man on first and nobody out in the top of the 10th. And with that, Mashers pitching coach Manny Silva will head on out to the mound. And Silva, he has now had a few mound visits in his career here. And previously the assistant coach, a bullpen coach for the Rafters. He was very important to making sure that those guys were ready to go out of the bullpen, and well, now moved into the pitching coach position after Mike Spears had to leave to go off to college, and wishing him well as he'll get ready to go. And Manny Silva taking over now, and with Ziggy at the helm, it's really the two-man show there between Ziggy and Silva, and trying to make things work here. Silva now back to the dugout, and Wiesinger ready to go. The third baseman for the Mashers, Kareem Arusevic, is pushed in on the infield grass. Runner on first base, and the pitch coming home. This one's hit over to shortstop, and a leaping grab from Harper. He'll throw it back to first, and they doubled him up! Oh yeah, Eric Harper, what a play! L6, and then a double play as Sam Meidenbauer is out at first. Brings up Owen DeShazo with the bases empty and two away in the top of the 10th. It's still 7-6, the Chinooks lead, but it'll be huge if Wiesinger can finish this off without another run. First pitch on the way here, misses inside for ball number one. Owen DeShazo at the plate, right-handed hitting right fielder. It's a righty-righty matchup. DeShazo, he's been retired his last two times up, but he's 1-for-3 on the game with a walk. Pitch on the way home, in there for a strike. Now 1-1. On the Mashers side, in the bottom of the 10th, they'll start with Jake Beauchesne on second base. That is a great runner to have on second. 1-1 pitch on the way home, and that one misses low for ball number two. Now a 2-1 count. DeShazo struck out swinging his last time up back in the eighth inning. Also grounded out 5-3 in the fifth. He walked before that and singled in his first plate appearance. 2-1 the count coming home, and that pitch taken for strike number two. Now 2-2 the count. And Wiesinger trying to finish the inning. He just needs one more strike. The Mashers will have a chance to tie it up or take the lead in the bottom of the 10th. 2-2 coming home. Swing and a miss. Strike number three. Fourth K of the game for Jack Wiesinger. And with that, it finishes the 10th inning. One run comes across. No hits. One error. and nobody left on base. We go to the bottom of the 10th. It's 7-6 Lakeshore. When we return, Masters Baseball is here on the air on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips that you plan in advance, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends for which you make a group chat 3 months before so that nobody or anything is missing? Or your daughter's first birthday party. You planned it with such dedication that instead of the first, it felt like our quinces. The same way you plan each detail for those moments. Start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Protecting your family is the best plan you can make. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Well, hello, everybody, and welcome back into Mashers Baseball here on WFHR. We are in extras here at Winter Field as the Mashers are taking on the Lakeshore Chinooks, the Central Wisconsin Mashers, the alternate identity of the Wisconsin Rapids Rafters. And this game had been flying by, but as of late, these two teams have really been fighting. And here in the bottom of the 10th, the Mashers will be leading things off with Jake Beauchesne on second. However, looks like during pitching warmups, the catcher took a ball and he went down immediately. Noah Goddard behind home plate, and the trainers are going to have to go out and check on him. And not the way that the Chinooks want things to go, as he had to take the mask off immediately. And well, that does not spark much for the Chinooks. However, they did take the lead in the top of the 10th. It was a stolen base from Esteban Garcia, and then on the throw down to third to try and get him, it went into left field, which allowed Garcia to take home and make it a 7-6 ball game. Although Jack Wiesinger was able to finish up the inning. Wiesinger didn't allow an earned run. The Mashers bullpen in 8 innings pitched has not allowed an earned run. However, they have allowed 2 unearned runs, and that right now is the difference in the game. The Chinooks lead it 7-6, and plenty of time taken for Goddard, as it appears something happened with his ear, and maybe he got hit up in the face area, but not going to guess here. You just hope that he's all right, as the Chinooks will take some time here to get used to things, and the Mashers are going to be leading things off with Hiroto Kobayashi at the plate and Jake Beauchesne on second. However, going to take a little bit of time here as they check to make sure that the Chinooks catcher is all right. The Mashers entering this inning, they had really gotten the offense going in the 8th. They saw 3 runs come across. They also saw 3 runs in the 2nd inning. However, in the other 7 innings of the game, they have been held scoreless by the Chinooks. So it's been an explosive offense at that, and they're hoping that they can find that explosiveness in the bottom of the 10th. A chance to walk it off at home in front of a sellout crowd, and Goddard is heading off to the dugout, and it looks like a new catcher will be coming into the game for Lakeshore, as Noah Goddard, unfortunately, is going to be taken out of the game during a warm-ups pitch. They did not even get a pitch off here, and so plenty of time taken as the new catcher will suit up for the Chinooks and try and get things rolling along here, as we'll try and get you that number, although it's blocked up by the catcher's gear. So we'll see if we can figure out who that is coming into the game. But Brock Parmer, the other catcher on the roster, he was the DH and got pinch hit for, so he can't play. So they have really no options of listed catchers, and the Chinooks have to send somebody else out who I don't even know if he's played catcher before. because they've used both of their catchers in the game. That looks like a number four to me. Dylan Sales. I don't know if that is. That'd be my best guess. That looks like a four from up here. Dylan Sales was in left field, so we'll check to see if they come in with a new left fielder. I'm looking out there in left field, and that looks like a new left fielder to me. So trying to figure out who this is behind home plate because they don't have a listed catcher available now. And Dylan Sales, the left fielder, has moved in behind the plate. So yes, that is Sales. And trying to figure out who's in left field as that looks like number one. Yeah, so Jesse Aguirre has come into left field as Dylan Sales has moved behind home plate. So that's the defensive move as Jesse Aguirre officially comes in for Noah Goddard. And first pitch before that is going to hold off. So Jesse Aguirre in left field, and an interesting move there is a bunt is shown by Kobayashi, but taken outside for ball number one. 1-0 the count. Runner on second base is Jake Beauchesne. The Mashers down 7-6 in the bottom of the 10th. The pitch from Sullivan misses outside, and Kobayashi pulls back on the bunt. Now a 2-0 count. Hiroto Kobayashi, the right-handed hitting right fielder, he's got a single his last two times up. Man on second is Jake Beauchesne. A home run would put the Mashers over the Chinooks and give them the win, but he's going to put a bunt down the first base line. It's a great one. Kobayashi going to try and dive for first, and he's safe. He beats out the throw, a perfect bunt, and Kobayashi is on first. The Mashers have the go-ahead runner on the base paths. They also move the tying runner to third on that. And the third straight hit from Hiroto Kobayashi. He's got 3-for-5 on his line. Brings up Landon Gaz to the plate. And Gaz, a double, could potentially walk it off. Michael Sullivan trying to keep this a Chinooks lead, but at this point in time, he's just focused on getting out of the inning as the first pitch misses low to Landon Gaz, 1-0 the count. Jake Beauchesne is on third base. Hiroto Kobayashi is on first. Kobayashi is a steal threat. He stole second back in the eighth inning. And he is leaning over there on first, getting a bit of a head start. He's taking off for second. Pitch misses low and away, and it's a stolen base for Kobayashi. The Rafters, who have rebranded to the Mashers, are trying for their one and only win in these uniforms. The alternate identity, potentially a good luck charm. They have the winning run at second, the tying run at third. Nobody on first base, nobody out in the bottom of the 10th. 2-0 the count, and with that, a step off. Michael Sullivan taking his time. Landon Gaz, a single to the outfield, likely would walk it off. Trying for a legacy moment here in Wisconsin Rapids. The 2-0 misses low. It's a 3-0 count to Gaz. And Gaz would be more than okay with a walk here, although his run does not mean anything. However, a walk would mean that any other walk could drive in the tying run. 3-0 the count. Righty-righty matchup. Mashers down one in the bottom of the 10th. The pitch to Gaz is low, and it almost gets away from Sales. However, he is able to keep it just in front of him to load the bases. And with that, Luke Skinner will step into the batter's box. And Skinner off to a great game today, looking to keep it as such. He is 2-for-3 with a walk. He walked his last time up and eventually came around to score. A walk would tie it up. A single to the outfield could potentially walk it off. First pitch, high for ball number one. 1-0 the count. Luke Skinner, left-handed hitting second baseman. It's a lefty-righty matchup in the bottom of the 10th. 7-6, the Chinooks lead. The Mashers have the bases loaded. The pitch coming home, it's high for ball two. 2-0 the count. Lachlan Maude is on deck. And could it get to him? It's going to rely on Luke Skinner. Chance to walk it off or tie the game. 2-0 the count. Accuracy a problem for Michael Sullivan here in the bottom of the 10th. With the bases loaded, the 2-0 count hits the outside edge by just a smidge. Now 2-1. And Luke Skinner, he's been waiting for an opportunity like this. 13 RBIs on the season. Looking for RBI 14 and maybe 15 any way that he can get it. 2-1 the count, and a pickoff move here, but nobody was covering second. Kobayashi had plenty of time to get back to the bag. Nobody even got the throw there. And with that, Sales will call time and head to the mound to have a chat with Michael Sullivan. It's a 2-1 count. The bases are loaded. The Central Wisconsin Mashers, the alternate identity of the Wisconsin Rapids Rafters, looking for the win. And that would make it 2 in a row for Wisconsin Rapids. It's been a while since they've won back-to-back games. Trying to do so at home. And a 2-1 count with the bases loaded. Nobody out in the bottom of the 10th. The pitch to Skinner. It's outside for ball number three. 3-1 the count. Sullivan has to locate on this next pitch. Only a one-run lead for the Chinooks. And a 3-1 count to Skinner. Again, a walk would tie it up. Sullivan shaking off his catcher Sales. Now has the call. Back into the windup. He brings the pitch home. It misses inside. Ball four. The Mashers have tied it. The go-ahead run now just 90 feet away. An RBI for Luke Skinner. A big one at that. He draws a bases-loaded walk. He's on for the fourth time today. And the bases remain loaded for the Mashers. Hiroto Kobayashi on third base. He's the only run that matters. 7-7 in the bottom of the 10th. At the plate, Lachlan Maude. A chance to walk it off. The pitch, he takes it right down the middle for strike number one. 0-1 the count. And Maude, the right-handed hitting first baseman, is 0-4 this game, but can come up clutch with the walk-off hit. Still nobody out in the bottom of the 10th. A sacrifice could win it. The 0-1 count misses away and nearly bounces off of Sales. Kobayashi was ready to go, but a great job by Sales to get back in front of it. 1-1 the count. Bases loaded, which means a walk could walk it off. 1-1 the count. Lachlan Maude at the plate. Peyton Bryant is on deck, but the only way it gets there is if they retire Maude. 1-1. On the mound, Sullivan looking home. Righty-righty matchup. The pitch in there for strike number two. Now a 1-2 count. Maude struck out looking his last time up. His only strikeout of the game, though. That's the one thing you can't do in this situation. Even a double play works out for you. Tied at 7 in the bottom of the 10th. The 1-2 count from Sullivan to Maude comes home. Swing and a miss for strike number 3. And that takes care of Lachlan Maude. First out of the 10th inning, and it brings up Peyton Bryant, our pregame guest of the show today, who came in on a pinch to take over for the injured Harrison Garrett back in the 4th inning. He's already had a 1-for-2 game with a walk. He's reached twice, trying to reach for the third time today. He had the go-ahead RBI in the game yesterday. A chance to walk it off today. The first pitch down the middle for strike number one. 0-1 the count. And Bryant, a right-handed hitting catcher. It's a righty-righty matchup between him and Michael Sullivan. A double play could get the Chinooks out of the jam. There is one away in the bottom of the 10th, tied at 7. The 0-1 count on the way home. A breaking ball misses high and inside. 1-1 the count. And Bryant looking to be the hero in back-to-back games. He's got the bases loaded with one away in the bottom of the 10th. Still tied at 7. Sullivan looking home. He gets the call from behind the plate. Now he fires. Bryant holds off on the pitch as it misses outside. You could see he wanted to swing, but he holds back on it. Now 2-1 the count. Bryant looking for his first RBI of the game. He walked his last time up and singled in the 7th. 2-1 coming home in a tie ball game with the bases loaded. The pitch is a swing and a miss. Now 2-2, and Bryant, all he has to do is send one to the outfield or a grounder that doesn't result in two. 2-2 the count. And Sullivan stares home. A tie ball game in the bottom of the 10th. Bryant takes the pitch just outside for ball three, and Sales tried to make it look like strike three, but a tough take from Peyton Bryant. It's a 3-2 count with one away in the bottom of the 10th. Tied at 7 and the bases loaded. Peyton Bryant has dreamed of this moment. Michael Sullivan trying to finish it. The pitch home, it's popped up to the left side of the infield. The third baseman underneath it. And Kobayashi, he wasn't ready, but he slides back into the bag at third base. He thought for a second to take off home, but just got back to third in time. Almost a base running blunder. However, it's just a normal pop out. And with that, it brings up Tony Torres, the starting pitcher of tonight's game. A chance to walk it off. The right-handed hitting DH had the first RBIs of the game back in the second inning, a two RBI double. It's 7-7 in the bottom of the 10th, and two away with the bases loaded. The first pitch misses outside for ball number one. 1-0 the count. Today, Torres is 1-for-3. He struck out twice. He had a sacrifice hit earlier, and he doubled. 1-0 the count coming home. Torres swings and misses on a high fastball. Now 1-1 the count. Still a 7-7 ball game. The Mashers need just one run to win it at home and win back-to-back ball games. Extra innings trying to end it with just one. 1-1 the count coming home, and the pitch is high and away for ball number two. Now a 2-1 count to Torres, and I was talking to Torres earlier. He didn't think he was going to be getting at-bats today when I was talking to him just 2 days ago. However, started as the DH and also the pitcher, and a chance to walk it off. 2-1 the count, tied at 7 in the bottom of the 10th. The pitch is popped straight back and out of play. Now a 2-2 count. On third base, it's Hiroto Kobayashi. On second, Landon Gaz. And on first, Luke Skinner. However, those latter two runners do not matter. The only run that matters is on third. Tied at 7 in the bottom of the 10th, Tony Torres. He's got the bat already ready to go against the righty on the mound. Sullivan trying to finish the inning. 2-2 coming home. Sullivan fires, and that pitch is high. And with that, we have the situation of everyone's dreams. 3-2 the count. Two outs in the bottom of the 10th with the bases loaded. Torres trying to be the hero. The righty-righty matchup, the 3-2 payoff swing, and a miss for strike number three. And that sends us to the 11th. What a performance from Michael Sullivan, battling back after allowing the first three base runners of the 10th to reach. And in that inning, the Mashers, one run on one hit. There were no errors, and the Mashers left three on base. We go to the 11th. More free baseball here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
What is dedication? The thing that drives me every day as a dad is
Dariano. We call him Day-Day for short.
Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I think the advice I would give is you don't need to know all the answers. The craziest thing was believing that your dad knew everything. So as a dad, you felt like you had to know everything. You had to get everything right. It's okay to make mistakes. As long as it's coming from love, then, you know, it kind of starts to work itself out. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together, we did a good job.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Now into the 11th inning, and A.J. Buonasetta is the one coming out of the Rafters bullpen. The Rafters, who take the field today, is the Central Wisconsin Mashers, and that's what we've been calling them throughout the night on the broadcast here on WFHR. And with Buonasetta coming into the game, he takes over for Jack Wiesinger, and Wiesinger, a real get-right performance from him. He pitched two innings and allowed one hit. He allowed one run. It was unearned on one walk and four strikeouts. And he also did not hit a batter, no balks, and he had the one wild pitch. He faced seven total batters on 31 pitches before handing it off to A.J. Buonasetta. And Buonasetta comes into the game and hopes to keep that runner on second base. The man on second, Owen DeShazo. And DeShazo hoping to keep things rolling along for the Chinooks, who scored the one run earlier in the top of the 10th. And the first pitch fouled back, 0-1 the count. Cade Sears up at the plate, and Sears, the left-handed hitting center fielder, it's a lefty-righty matchup between him and Buonasetta. And the 0-1 count coming home, grounded towards first, but just foul. So now an 0-2 count. And Cade Sears really struggling against the Wisconsin Rapids Rafters. He's 0-4 in this game after going 1-4 yesterday. He's got five strikeouts between the two games. 0-2 the count. Runner on second is DeShazo. Pitch coming home. This one's hit out towards center field. Could be close enough. Beauchesne's underneath it. He's going to get the run up and try and throw to third. It's going to be a relay throw. Harper over to third and not in time. Nearly had it, but a good base running capability from Owen DeShazo makes sure that he is safe at the bag. So with that, it goes down as a productive flyout to center field, and it brings up Jesse Aguirre to the plate with one out and the go-ahead run on third. And A.J. Buonasetta, it's all up to him. Feel like you got to have a strikeout or a pop-up. First pitch on the way home, in there for a strike on the outer part of the plate. 0-1 the count. Jesse Aguirre came in after you saw the previous catcher, Noah Goddard. As this is a liner over towards left, it's caught out of the air, and they thought it was going to get down for a hit. So DeShazo was not able to tag up in time. He stays on third. Big time line out to left field, and it brings up Bubba Heidler with the go-ahead runner still on third and two away in the top of the 11th. Tied up 7-7. The Mashers had the bases loaded with nobody out, but were unable to come through. And now in the 11th, hoping to make it so that they only need one more run. First pitch to Heidler in there for a strike. 0-1 the count. Buonasetta trying to work out of the inning, just needs one more out. 0-1 the count. Misses low on a breaking ball. Now 1-1 the count. And one of the biggest issues for Buonasetta this year has been the accuracy, and it's been finding the strike zone. Comes into this game really struggling this season. However, trying to get on the right track. He has a grounder over to short. Picked up by Harper. He'll take the throw to first, and it's sailed into the wall. Oh, no. An E6 there, and that allows the go-ahead runner to come home and score for the Chinooks. Eric Harper had the inning over, but couldn't make the throw to first. The error for the Mashers, another one. That's their fifth error of the game. Oh, man. With that, the second runner is taking off for second, and a stolen base there on the ball as David Miza steps back up to the plate. 1-0 the count. Stolen base for Bubba Heidler. Man, oh man, the Mashers had this inning over but couldn't make the play. 1-0 count coming home in there for a strike. It's now 1-1. David Miza, three hits on the game. He's 3-for-5 with an RBI and one run scored. He's also stolen two bases. Dangerous runner you don't want on the base paths. Runner on second and two away, and the pitch coming home clips the outside edge. Now a 1-2 count. David Miza, left-handed hitting second baseman. It's a lefty-righty matchup between him and Buonasetta. Trying to add to the lead, and a ball is sent down the third base line. Foul, and it remains 1-2. And the Mashers will start with a runner on second base. That would be Tony Torres. However, a good chance that they'll move to a pinch runner. We'll see what the choice is from Ziggy, the Mashers manager. 1-2 count coming home. Misses outside. Now 2-2. David Miza singled his last time up in the ninth inning. Grounded out before that. He singled and stole two bases in the fourth. He grounded out in the second with an RBI, and he tripled back in the first. 2-2 the count coming home. Swing and a miss for strike number three. And A.J. Buonasetta able to work out of the inning, but another unearned run comes home to score for the Chinooks. They add the one run on no hits. There was one error, and the Chinooks left one on base. We go to the bottom of the 11th, and the Mashers trail it. Now 8-7 when we return here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
You can't escape a traffic jam. Know what else you can't escape? Seasonal allergies. And you might think you can avoid that coffee stain until... Oh, really? You can't escape a lot of things in life. But you can escape prediabetes. Prediabetes captures 1 in 3 adults. There are usually no signs of prediabetes. In fact, most people don't even know they have it. But with early diagnosis, you can change the outcome and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. Take action by taking the 1-minute risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. You might not be able to escape having this song stuck in your head, but you can escape prediabetes. Go to doihaveprediabetes.org today. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention.
Mentioned it earlier that there might be a pinch runner, and it appears like Mike Monum will be headed to second base to start off the bottom of the 11th inning, taking over for Tony Torres. And Torres struck out 3 times in the game and given an opportunity to hit here, as it was his second game as a batter for the Mashers, as previously he had been used as solely a pitcher, and same with that Southeastern Louisiana. However, a former two-way player wanted to get some reps in, and he did have a 2 RBI double back in the second, but it will indeed be Mike Monum taking over for him at second base. And a big-time run is needed here as he comes in as a pinch runner officially, starting off at second base, and it is an 8-7 lead for the Chinooks in the bottom of the 11th. First pitch misses low and away, and Monum's taking off for third. No throw down. It's a wild pitch that allows the tying runner to reach third. And the Mashers trying to extend this game. It's a 1-0 count as Eric Harper is at the plate. Harper trying to fight back after he made the error that could have ended the 10th inning. And trying to come up clutch here. And the pitch on the way from Sullivan, lined into left, and that one will get on through. This game is tied once again, 8-8 in the bottom of the 11th. An RBI single for Eric Harper. And he ends up on first base. And Harper, a good base runner, we'll see what he tries to do. Brings up Kareem Arusovic with a runner on first and nobody out in the bottom of the 11th. Tied 8-8, and once again, the Mashers will have a chance to walk it off against the Chinooks. That the first hit of the game for Eric Harper after starting 0-for-5, a real turnaround for him. Kareem Arusovic also 0-for-5 to start the game. Runner on first is not taking off. Arusovic showed bunt but pulls back as it misses low for ball number one. 1-0 the count. Arusovic grounded out his last time up 6-3, and before that, it was a flyout, a strikeout, and another flyout. Harper on first, 1-0 count to Arusovic, who was red hot entering today. Harper inching off but doesn't take. It's a bunt placed back to the mound. It's a hard one. Back to second is in time. No throw to first, though. It goes as a fielder's choice, 1-6, as they take care of Eric Harper. And Kareem Arusovic now replacing him on first base on the fielder's choice. So brings up Jake Beauchesne to the plate, and he'll have the chance to walk it off. Beauchesne, he had a chance to walk it off earlier in the ninth inning. Tied 8-8 now in the bottom of the 11th. The first pitch on the way, it's fouled back, 0-1 the count. Beauchesne, the right-handed hitting center fielder. It's a righty-righty matchup. Michael Sullivan still dealing up here. He's nearing 50 pitches now. There is one out in the bottom of the 11th. Man on first. 0-1 the count to Beauchesne. And Sullivan ready to bring it home. He nods, fires. It's outside for ball number one. 1-1 the count. Jake Beauchesne, 1-for-4 on the game, a single and a walk for him. Has not struck out yet, which is big for the Mashers at this point in the game. You got to move that runner into scoring position. Kareem Arusovic on first, 1-1 the count. The pitch on the way, taken for a strike. Now 1-2, and Michael Sullivan would love to get out of this inning. Double play is in order and could end it. But Jake Beauchesne looking to avoid that at the very least, but really looking to get on base. 1-2 the count. Arusovic leaning a little, and this one, a fly ball out towards left field, sky high in the air. Left fielder running up on it and is able to find it in the night sky and bring it in for out number two. Brings up Hiroto Kobayashi for the sixth time this game. He has singled his last three times up. And we'll see if he can do so again. Right-handed hitting right fielder. It's a righty-righty matchup. And trying to get the better of Michael Sullivan. 3-for-5 in the game. Runner on first. Gets a pickoff move his way and nearly missed the bag as Kareem Arusovic dove back in, but able to get there safely. Hiroto Kobayashi up at the plate. It is tied 8-8 in the bottom of the 11th. The Mashers have a runner on first and two away. The pitch to Kobayashi. It's hit out towards center field on the run back on the line drive. It is caught at the warning track by Cade Sears, and Kobayashi nearly had a walk-off double, but tracked down by Cade Sears and saves the game to send us to the 12th. And we will come back with more Mashers baseball after this here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Hi, I'm Ashley, and I want to talk to you about your business.
Are you a business owner who lies awake at night worried about your business uncertainties? Do you know who your target audience is or how to reach them? Don't waste another night's sleep. Call me at 715-496-0710 so I can show you the tools and information you need. We offer radio, digital, and streaming services that will help you stand out. With my education and experience, I'll help you create a solid plan tailored for your business. Because cookie cutters are for the holidays, not for business needs. Call today and let those uncertainties melt away. 715-496-0710.
At WFHR and WIRI, our advertisers are part of our family, so come join the family by calling Ashley today at 715-496-0710.
How about a third extra inning of action as we get back to work in the top of the 12th? So once again, we will see a zombie runner on the bases, as this time it's David Mizza, and not the guy that you want to see on base on the other side, but Mizza will take over here for the Chinooks on second base, and he'll be taking on A.J. Buonasetta. Buonasetta back out, ready to go for his second inning on the mound, and the Mashers bullpen, man, oh man, it has continued to be dominant, but the errors really troubling the Mashers right now. They've got five errors on the game, and those five errors is one shy of the season high. They had six earlier in the year. And off the top of my memory, I believe that was also against the Chinooks. If I remember right, it was on the road. And still a lot of fans here, although it has gotten into the late hours of the night. Almost 10 o'clock here in Wisconsin Rapids, and the go-ahead runner on second for the Chinooks is David Mizza. Jack Council leads off and pops one straight back and out of play. 0-1 the count. And Council, the right-handed hitting third baseman, it's a righty-righty matchup with the runner on second. Mizza's already got three stolen bases this game after stealing two yesterday. 0-1 count coming home, just misses inside. Now 1-1 the count. And Jack Council trying for his third hit of the game. He's got two RBIs, 2-for-5 on the night. 1-1 the count. Buonasetta looks back to second, fires home, and that pitch once again just a touch inside. 2-1 the count. Buonasetta, the right-hander on the season, had entered this game with a 14.9 ERA and was trying to get back on the right direction. He's certainly dropped the ERA. And his last time out, it was a scoreless inning. He gets a swing and a miss for strike number two from Council. Now a 2-2 count. David Mizza still over there on second base, not taking off just yet. 2-2 the count. Buonasetta looks back to second. Now fires home, and Council rips this one high in the air towards left field. Back at the warning track, it's over the glove of Gaz, bounces off the wall. Gaz will try and fire this one in. It was a late start. The relay throw will not come. It's cut off at third base by Arusovic, and an RBI double puts the Chinooks on top in the 12th. Huge play from Jack Council, his third hit of the night. And it sends David Mizza all the way around. Brings up Esteban Garcia with the insurance run on second and nobody out in the top of the 12th. First pitch on the way to Garcia from Buonasetta is in there, called for strike number one. 0-1 the count, and Garcia came in back in the ninth inning, struck out swinging in his only plate appearance. Out of this spot, in the three hole, they've had five strikeouts and five plate appearances. 0-1 the count coming home, it's fouled back, and now one strike away from making it six. The three hole has been a rough spot for the Chinooks today, and Esteban Garcia had entered this game batting 241, left-handed hitter with two home runs and 19 RBIs this year. Had been batting well against Wisconsin Rapids. Runner on second, 0-2 count. In there, called strike three. Make it six strikeouts on the three hole. And that's the first out of the 12th inning. Keeps the runner on second base. That's a huge strikeout for A.J. Buonasetta. His first of his second of the game. And it brings up Sam Meidenbauer with the runner on second and one away in the top of the 12th. It's 9-8 Lakeshore in the top of the inning. Buonasetta looks back to second, brings the pitch home, and that one is high for ball number one. 1-0 the count. Sam Meidenbauer, the right-handed hitting first baseman, 1-for-3 on the game, but he's drawn two walks, so he's reached three times in total. 1-0 coming home from Buonasetta, way outside, blocked by Brian. He'll now try and throw to third. It's a little high, but picked up by Arusevic, as that is going to end up with Jack Council on third base on the wild pitch. So now the sacrifice back in order for the Chinooks, as it's a 2-0 count to Meidenbauer. Up 9-8 in the top of the 12th. The Chinooks have a man on third with one away. 2-0 the count to Meidenbauer. The pitch from Buonasetta, high for ball three. And Buonasetta trying to take care of the cleanup batter, who is batting 326 entering this game with a home run and 12 RBIs. Hasn't added to any of those. 3-0 the count coming home. It is taken high for ball number four, his third walk of the game. And now there are runners on the corners for the Chinooks with one out in the top of the 12th. And on the bright side, that walk does put into play a potential inning-ending double play, which would mean that the sacrifice on the ground is not necessarily in order. And Dylan Sales now at the plate, the left-handed hitting catcher, who was formerly the left fielder. Runners on first and third. First pitch, a big swing and a miss for strike number one. 0-1 the count. Sales, 1-for-5 on the game. He did line into a double play back in the 10th inning. A nice play by Eric Harper. And then he threw it back to first. 0-1 the count. Runner taking off. It's lined over to first. Oh, what a play by Arusevic. But he's going to have to step on first. That's not Arusevic. That's Maud. And it does score the run, as that makes it now a 10-8 game in the 12th. A two-run inning, an RBI as it goes three unassisted. Lachlan Maud over there at first base just had to get the surefire out, as Sam Meidenbauer does go to second on the play. And Dylan Sales has the big one. Sends home the runner from third. Now a runner on second and two away in the top of the 12th. First pitch misses low and away, and Bryant has to block it, but not able to get to it in time, and the runner takes off for third on the wild pitch. So now another runner just 90 feet away from scoring. 1-0 the count to Owen DeShazo. DeShazo started the 11th inning on second base and eventually came around to score. 1-0 count, misses high for ball number two. 2-0 the count. And DeShazo, 1-for-4 on the game with a walk. His last three times he's been retired, the last two have been on strikeouts. But a 2-0 count here. Buonasetta is going to have to work from behind. 2-0 coming home, and that one misses outside for ball number three. 3-0 the count. A 10-8 lead for Lakeshore in the top of the 12th. Righty-righty matchup between DeShazo and Buonasetta. And the pitch on the way home, swing and a miss for strike number one. On a 3-0 count too, DeShazo really wanted that one. Now 3-1, and DeShazo trying to work on for the third time this game. 3-1 the count with another runner on third base, already a two-run Chinooks lead. 3-1 count coming home, and this one's laced down the left field line, over to Gaz, and he is there to make the play for out number three. However, the Chinooks scored two runs on one hit. There were no errors, and the Mashers The Chinooks left one on base. We go to the bottom of the 12th, and the Mashers need two runs to tie it up when we come back here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
You know that tune. You're a star. You know stuff. Why not win stuff? Maybe it's stuff about TV or movies, but still, you shine at useless information, and WFHR and Culver's want to reward you.
Welcome back.
Join the morning show Fridays for a chance to win one value basket and a kid's meal. Be our next superstar with Culver's Star of the Day every Friday at 97.5 FM WFHR. Breaking sports radio show news coming across the ticker. In a move for the ages, 105.5 WIRI has traded for playmakers. Join us 4 to 5 Monday, Wednesday, and Fridays. Hit us in the numbers by calling with your sports takes and feelings. We'll have James, Randy, Michael, and Seth bringing you local sports coverage and news that you won't hear anywhere else. Thanks to our friends at Quality Plus Printing and Family Natural Foods. Be heard 4 to 5 every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday on 105.5 WIRI's newest roster edition, Playmakers. We speak sports.
And now into the bottom of the 12th inning, and the Mashers trying to make a comeback. They trail 10-8. They'll start with the runner on second. That's Hiroto Kobayashi. However, they will need more than him to come across. Landon Gaz will lead off. It'll be Gaz, Skinner, and Maud due up in